This is T-Tech.
QQ, Daisho and CFM here. AA, it's Mitsube here. Alright, one recent game that I've been playing a lot is called Lonely Survivor. With similar mechanics to Solomon's Boneyard, the game requires players to fight hordes and hordes of monsters wave while harvesting resources, upgrading your skills, and surviving the whole game until the end. Now, the unique part about Lonely Survivor is that you can combine different skill sets collected to unlock a better skill. So this one might be a little confusing, right? So here's how it goes. Example, you can combine fire shots with speed so that you get fire missiles. Alright, I love this one a lot. But if you combine fire shots with huge rock falling or boulders, you get fire boulders. So it's like, you know, depending on which skills that you choose, you get to combine and choose different kind of combinations. I think like this is quite fun, and I've been addicted to it since the day one that I downloaded, which is like 2 months ago. Still love it. You guys can go play it. I highly recommend this game. Once again, the name is called Lonely Survivor. CFM.
One more tack? One more games? It's all right here on T-Tech.
Welcome back to the Night Show on CFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, TB here. Another game that you can play is called Path of Immortals. Sounds very, very medieval, right? The game is not that similar to Solomon's Boneyard, though, because player will get to play as the three heroic survivors, namely Stormcalling Druid, the Brawl-loving Berserker, and Bow-loving Ranger. And players will have to save the world using these three characters from demons. Unlike Solomon Boneyard and Lonely Survivor, where players have to survive waves and hordes of monsters, in Path of Immortals, players enter stages of challenges, defeating demons as they go, and on the way as well, they get to collect loot and upgrading their skills. So, it's not entirely similar, but the looting and upgrading mechanics is somewhat similar. Nevertheless, the graphics is really, really cute, very, very good, and personally, I love to enjoy it once in a while, so you guys can definitely go check out Path of Immortals, TFM.
Wow, what's that? It's T-Tech!
Bonjour, Nation and CFM here. Hey, it's me, TB here. Alright, the final game tonight I'm gonna share with you, and it's called Heroes vs. Hordes. I mean, from the name itself, you know there will be waves and hordes. This is exactly similar to Lonely Survivor and also Solomon's Boneyard. You start off with a hero equipped with only a staff, and by defeating hordes of monsters on the go, you collect the loot, upgrade your weapons, upgrade your skills. For me, right, Heroes vs. Hordes is a little bit, sorry to say, but a little bit subpar compared to Lonely Survivor. The graphics, everything looks good, but I just feel like the mechanics aren't that well perfected. It's rather slow paced, a little bit draggy, whereas Lonely Survivor, it gives you that more of adrenaline rush while it's an easygoing game, but it's quite fast paced. And so I feel like more effort was put into the game in terms of the mechanics compared to Heroes vs. Hordes. Nevertheless, you can still give it a try, see if which one do you love. If you love more draggy pace, then you can go for Heroes vs. Hordes. Or if you like me, love a little bit more fast paced, adrenaline rush kind, then Lonely Survivor will be good for you on CFM.